Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We've been talking about the curses and the blessings the last couple of weeks. We're going to continue on this week. Today I'm going to talk a little more in detail about some of the things I started to talk about last Friday about how to break these curses and the prayers of faith that you'll have to pray to get this done in your life. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. I ask you to bless us, Lord, and bless everybody. Here's your word as it goes out today. And Lord, I ask you to reveal the truth of your mighty word to people so they will know and understand how to get set free from all these curses that they've been under because of their sin, of which there are many. Most people, even in the church today, are living in many kinds of sin, which keeps them under a curse. So reveal the truth to them, Father, so that they may repent and get set free and walk wholly before you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today we've been talking about the curses and the blessings the last 2 weeks, and today we're going to continue on this portion that I've talked about steps to breaking curses in your life. Now, I'm going to start over. I talked a little bit about some of these on Friday, but I'm going to start over and go through all these in the course of this teaching today. Now then, if you have sinned of some way, somehow, which there's many different ways that we talked about in the last 2 weeks to bring a curse upon you, well, to stop or to break these curses, there is things you must do from God's Word. Step number one to breaking the curses in your life. Number one is that you must affirm your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, after you have established your relationship with the Lord, you have made sure that you're a born-again Christian, you must know that you have the power to overcome Satan with the word of your testimony, or the word of God. The power of the word that you will speak, you can break the power of the devil in your life. Now then, the word of God says in Revelation 12:11 that we overcame him with the word, and the word of our testimony, and the blood. So I'm going to pray this prayer. I want you to listen closely how to do this. This prayer says, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with all my heart you are the Son of God. You left your throne of glory in heaven and became a man. You lived in this world and you were tempted in all things just like I have been, yet you did not sin. Then you went to the cross and laid down your life for me. Your precious blood was poured out for my redemption. You arose from the dead and ascended into heaven. You are coming again in your glory. Yes, Lord, I belong to you. I am your child and heir to all your promises. You are my Savior, my Lord, and my deliverer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, that's the way you affirm your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, the second thing you must do is you must repent from all sins, known and unknown, asking God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Now, then, when I say you must repent of all of your sins, I'm talking about from the day you became a Christian. From the day you've become a Christian, you think about the things you've done. Those sins, unless you have asked forgiveness for those sins, are not forgiven. The Lord says in 1 John 1:9 that if we sin, we must confess our sin and he will restore us to fellowship, which means that if we have sinned, we have broken our relationship with the Lord. Our fellowship is broken. We have now been cut off to our prayers and we do not get our prayers answered when we're living in some kind of sin. Now, that may just be unbelief, but it may be lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery. It may be doing all kinds of things. Something that absolutely amazes me today is the lack of knowledge of the Word. I mean, just like what some of these churches are going through right now, ordaining homosexuals. You know, people can say what they want to, but God clearly said in His Word, a man is not to lie with a man as with a woman, because this is sin. He didn't make it very difficult to understand. So God hates homosexuality. Does He love the sinner? Yes, He does. Does He want the sinner to come to Him? Yes, He does. Will He forgive you if you repent and come to Him? Yes, He will. But does He expect you to go out and sin like that again? Absolutely not. He expects you to change, to become a new creature in Christ. Well, if you do, great. If you repent and you change and you come into the kingdom of God, you can have a wonderful life as you read God's Word and study it. It'll be filled with trials and tests, but that's okay. That's part of teaching you how to be an overcomer. But if you do not repent, your reward at the end will be the judgment of God and hellfire, eternal life in the lake of fire. And I wouldn't want anybody to go to that place. But it's your decision. If you're willing to repent, God will forgive you. Now then, once you have affirmed your relationship with the Lord, and when you have repented of all your sins, known and unknown, asking God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ, this is the type of prayer that you would pray. You would say, Heavenly Father, I come to You in an attitude of repentance. I ask You to forgive me of each sin that I have committed, the ones that I am aware of and those which I have not recognized. I am so sorry for them all, Father, and I do not want to sin before You anymore. I want to walk holy before You in all that I do. Now, that's the secret right there. As you talk to the Lord, you must recognize that God wants you to be holy. He does not want you to sin every day and confess your sin every night. That's not the God we serve. He wants you to walk holy in His presence. Once you have done this, and you have confessed all those sins and repented of all those sins, now then, the next thing you need to do is renounce all the sins of your forefathers. Now, this is a prayer to do that. You say, Heavenly Father, I confess the sins of my forefathers. I now renounce, break, and loose myself and my family from all hereditary curses and from all demonic bondages placed on us as a result of sins, transgressions, and iniquities through my parents or any of my ancestors. Thank You, Father, for forgiving me and breaking all these curses that have been placed upon me because of my forefathers. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I have seen many people, since I've learned these things, get healed after they have done these things. So, you are accountable for your parents' sins and your grandparents' sins, but you must claim the redemption from the curse and break those to get set free from them. Now then, you must accept God's forgiveness and forgive yourself. And here's the prayer for that. Heavenly Father, You have promises, have actually promised in Your Word that if I confess my sins, You are faithful and just to forgive my sins and forgive me from all unrighteousness. Now, You made that promise to me in 1 John 1:9. So I believe You have forgiven me for Christ's sake. Therefore, I accept Your forgiveness and I forgive myself. Now then, that's something I have seen many people not be able to get healed because they would not forgive themselves. And when you see what happens when people forgive themselves, I saw a woman not too long ago that had had some tremendous cancers on her face. And after research, it was found that she didn't like herself. And when she repented and asked God to forgive her for holding these grudges against herself, The cancers literally fell off of her face onto the floor. It was an awesome thing to see. But you must love, because God says you're to love others as yourself. So you must forgive and love yourself. Then you must forgive all others who have ever transgressed against you. Now the prayer for that is, Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, others have transgressed against me, but you have commanded me to forgive each person who has ever hurt me or wronged me in any way. I now make a quality decision of my will to forgive each person. Now then, here you need to name each person before the Lord. Now then, if you will do that, both living and dead, call their names before the throne of grace. And then also you need to say, I bless each one of these whom I have forgiven, and pray that they will have peace, joy, and love in their lives. Some people say, but you don't know what he did to me. I would never forgive him. If you will never forgive him or her, then you're going to be kept in bondage all of your life because you will not forgive that person. And somewhere along the line, God is going to turn you over to the tormenting spirits, which is Satan and his demons, and they're going to torment you all the rest of your life, all because you hold a grudge against someone. Now, that someone can be yourself. It doesn't make any difference who it is. For unforgiveness has got to be one of the worst thieves of life on this earth I have ever seen. But that most definitely will bring Satan and his host to you. He will make you sick and afflict you and torment you and bring an early death to you. So whatever you do, make sure that you do not hold any unforgiveness toward anyone for anything, because it sure will bring the tormenting spirits into your life. It's absolutely, I cannot overemphasize the importance of forgiving, because if you do not forgive, it will eventually bring death, not only to you, but to your spouse or to your children. Now, this curse can come upon you, your spouse, or your children if you will not forgive everyone from your heart. I've seen children bound because the mother had unforgiveness. And the minute the mother got the sin confessed and we rebuked the enemy and drove him away, I've seen the children instantly healed. So this really does work. I have seen it in action many times. Praise God. We'll continue tomorrow. I invite you to call us at 940-242-2106 for teachings. And also, I'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start every Sunday at 2 p.m. Praise the Lord Jesus.